much of what Mark Wayne Mullen has done has been below the surface. Okay. Mm. We don't know what he's saying. In fact, he surprised you the last time he was here when he told us some of the things that he's done.
Okay. Yeah.
So just because somebody doesn't tell us, toot their horn about everything they've done. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's telling me some things that he hasn't told, and I'm not going to say it because I don't feel I'm can mm-hmm. until he feels we should. But I will say this. Some people have raised some questions.
Yes.
And we failed to ask him about this when he was here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read a response. One is regarding the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. There's also been an accusation that he's cozy with the Chamber of Commerce. Uh-huh. And he responded. That's the beauty of Mark Wayne Mullen. You ask him a question, he responds immediately. Another thing was the debate. He did not take part in the televised debate that Channel 6 had. And so he responded. He says, and first dealing with the Ashley Babbitt shooting and him hugging the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt.
Yep.
Okay. Which I had a problem with that myself. I feel that was a bad shooting. I wasn't there. I don't know all of it, but hey, I'm on Ashley Babbitt and her husband's side, or with most of you. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know everything about everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the response from Congressman.
This is breaking news, folks.
Yeah. This is from Congressman Mullen.
Yeah.
I will not back down from supporting the police officer who was doing his job. His job was to protect the chamber and those in it. Unfortunately, it cost a person their life, but that person should never have been there to begin with. The chamber should never have been there to begin with. Okay. Mm-hmm. So apparently that is true. Those doors were locked. The window was broken. They broke through the window. Okay. So I don't know why they were there and why the window was broken. One of the questions I have is, what happened to those police officers? You've probably seen the footage where mm-hmm. they had that line of officers that were there.
Yeah.
And then somebody gave them a signal and they looked and then they left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everybody smashed the window and she jumped through the window. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered there. We still don't know what all, there's something squirrely going on. Okay. I still don't know about this officer shooting her, okay? But those doors were locked, and so I don't know. I'm just taking his word for it there, okay? Next, regarding the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and I have been at odds for quite some time, and I've actually canceled my company's memberships to the state chambers. The debate they had, that was that. So his companies have not been members of the Chamber of Commerce. This was an issue somebody had.
Yeah.
I wrote him about that. Yeah. So they thought he supported the chambers.
And
so he does not. Okay. So that was another question. Regarding the debate. The debate they had Wednesday, the chamber scheduled for a day. They knew I was in D.C. We tried for a month to get them to change the date, but they refused to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Sec, they said he's Mitch McConnell's boy.
Mm-hmm.
You and I think I had this guy. He's not Mitch. He says
he's in the House. He's not in the Senate.
Right. No. Yeah. I am not the guaranteed vote for Mitch McConnell, but someone has been, but someone has to be willing to run against him or it'll be between him and Chuck Schumer. And there's no way I would ever vote for Chuck Schumer over Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
McConnell and I have never had a conversation or even met. So he's never even met Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
I believe he is completely out of touch and we should move on.
Hold on. Who's out of touch?
Mitch McConnell.
This is the words of Mark Wayne Mullen.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
He says he said Mitch McConnell and I have never met or even had a conversation.
Okay.
He said I believe he is completely out of touch and should move on.
There you go. That impresses me right there. I mean, I've heard, I think he's looking for a valid candidate to run against Mitch McConnell in, for the caucus leadership. Good.
So, I just felt I needed to say, because if there's people out there that have been getting information, because this person who, a friend of mine, sent me all the reasons they, that they didn't want to vote for Mark Wayne. No. I wanted to set it straight, and the beauty of Mark Wayne Mellon, I mean, 5 minutes later, boom, he responded to me. No, I hit him with these questions, and he was right there.
Early on, when he got in the House, Mark Wayne Mellon tied his horse to
Boehner.
To Boehner.
Right. That's a different, right. Exactly.
And then Boehner's gone here a couple year, few years later. Right. And I believe that Mark Wayne Mellon began to become a better representative for us when he is no longer, you know, the errand boy.
Right.
You know, for John Boehner.
Right. And this,